Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim.
Molly Vogt and Kim Monson. I'm Kim Monson.
And I'm Molly Vogt.
And we hope you are having a wonderful Wednesday. We are the AmeriChicks. Check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. We're AmeriChicks on Twitter, Facebook, and also our hashtag I Am a Movement Facebook page as well. And all of our past shows are archived on our website. There's all kinds of great information there. So be sure and check that out, AmeriChicks.com. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 303-632-4160. Or if you're shy, you can go ahead and Facebook message us, right, at AmeriChicks.com or AmeriChicks on Facebook.
You almost got it, but that's right.
I'm working on it.
Yes,
getting on.
Yes.
Yeah. So big show today. We are excited. We are going to be the MCs for the keynote program on Saturday up at Constitution Week in Grand Lake. That's usconstitutionweek.org. There's all kinds of great information there. But so today is a Constitution Week show. We're going to be talking with Mike Tompkins, Neil Cross, and Mayor of Grand Lake, Jim Peterson. They've all been working diligently to put this together. This is a big endeavor, Molly.
It is, and it's the biggest one in the country like it. And we had the opportunity to MC last year when Milwaukee Sheriff Clark was the headliner. And now this year, it's going to be Michael Cutler. And we had the opportunity to have him on the radio this week. And he was an immigration agent, mm-hmm. special agent who knows a lot about immigration and actually served or testified before the 9/11 Commission after 9/11, 2001. And so he has a lot of insight as to the threats that America faces today. And, you know, our Constitution has a way to protect us. And what we really need to do, he says, is start to enforce the laws. And that's why I think it's so nice that these group in Grand Lake are talking about the Constitution, because what it is the law. It is the law that protects all of us. It doesn't matter where you're from, what your race is. And we're women and we're even allowed to talk. Hey, that's only possible in America because the Constitution protects us. So we love that. And it's important if we're going to preserve our freedoms to keep talking about what the Constitution is, whose rights it protects, and what the Founding Fathers were thinking of when they put it into place. That's the only way to preserve your rights, is to know where they come from.
For sure. And they've got some great speakers. One of our favorite guys, Rob Nadelson, I think, kicked it off on Monday. And, of course, he is the author of the book, The Original Constitution, and some other books as well. But he is a constitutional specialist. He's a professor. And so I think that he just kicked everything off. And then we are going to have Thomas Kranewitter on with us. And they're always robust conversations. And I think he will be presenting on Friday night.
He will. And he also is the teacher. If anyone has gone through leadership program of the Rockies, that's how Kim and I met in 2012. Tom Kranewitter was one of the teachers, and he does a really amazing job of breaking down the Constitution and your rights. And he actually has a group called Speakeasy Ideas. So check that out, too. But it's going to be an interesting show. And what I'd like to do, Kim, is I'm going to ask all of our people that are calling in today what they like about the Constitution, what's their favorite part of the Constitution, and then anything they may want to get rid of.
Okay. I think it's going to be fascinating conversations today. So before we jump in, because we'll be talking with Mike Tompkins in just a few moments, what's on my radar is we have talked about the compassion of reliable, efficient, and affordable energy. And in some ways, it seems intangible. We take affordable, efficient, and reliable energy for granted. And here in Colorado, there is a movement to push us to total renewables. And renewables are extremely expensive, and they're not always reliable, and they're not always efficient. But there is a march to move Colorado to renewables. And we've said, what happens when the electricity goes off, or if it becomes so expensive that our little preschools won't have the money for heat or for air conditioning? Or our senior homes. And we see what happened down in Florida with the hurricane. It's absolutely tragic. There was a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida, that lost power, lost their air conditioning. And it got so hot that as of right now, 8 of their residents have died.
Right, right. And I think like 115 people from that same nursing home have been evacuated. And I'm watching Facebook, and I told you yesterday, I've got friends in Florida. They're like, oh my God, is anybody else driving around in their car to get air because they lost their air conditioning in their home? Florida in the summertime is hot. It's miserable. You don't want to be without air conditioning. And I understand that people want to get to renewable energy, and that's fine when it's available, when we can actually trust it, we can capture it, we know that it's reliable, it's going to be there when we need it, then absolutely we go that way. But to start to force our energy groups to offer only so much real energy, and the rest is the natural
energy
stuff. But then you're going to have blackouts like they do in California. Mm-hmm. You ever notice they've never had a rolling blackout in summertime in Florida, Kim?
Because people would get really mad.
Because people would understand that this is really, it's life-threatening. It's not just mm-hmm. inconvenient for some to not have air conditioning. It's life-threatening. There are people that need their medicine. They need to, you know, plug into the wall and plug in a refrigerator. I mean, we have become used to the way of life where we rely on our energy. Now, cars. You've got, you know, these cars that are driving around.
Oh, electric cars.
Electric cars. They actually do use energy. They plug into an electric socket. That's not renewable energy. That's not like, oh, I'm just taking this from the sun and I'm going to plug my car into it. You're actually using energy for that. I just think, this should be a wake-up call.
It should be.
Here's what happens when you don't have electricity. People die. We don't want to go back to the Stone Ages. We've advanced for a reason. Now, we all want to be responsible stewards of the environment, and let's do that in a responsible way.
Well, the footprint for a lot of the fossil fuels is much smaller than for many of the renewables. And if the renewables can stand on their own 2 feet, and we don't have to use government force, government coercion, government subsidies to make it work, I'm all for it. However, if we have to use force and coercion to make that particular energy source work, then that should, as you mentioned, be a big wake-up call.
Yeah.
Because it means that it is not reliable, it's not efficient, and it's not affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, people actually die.
Yeah. Well, and so the point is, and why we do the show is because there's so much there. Yeah, there is faux media. I'm just saying it. And it's not maybe all on one side of the aisle. I mean, there are people that say what they want to say because they are framing an argument and they want you to think one way versus another. But the point is, always dig for the truth. And that's what we're doing. And if you know the truth about what's going on or what's happened, then you can think for yourself. You have something just to balance your truth up against. And that's what we want to make sure we're always mm-hmm. doing.
And speaking of thinking, there were some guys a number of years ago that really were thinking a lot. They created the Constitution. And we have on the line with us Mike Tompkins, who lives up in Grand Lake. We talked to him last week. And Mike, you are one of the organizers of U.S. Constitution Week up there in Grand Lake. We love hearing from you because you're a little busy right now, aren't you?
We are real busy. How are you doing, Molly and Kim?
We're good.
I just want to make clear, I was not one of the guys who created the Constitution. We do have the premier Constitution Week, and it's been going great guns this week. We had Rob Nadelson Monday night. He got a standing ovation for bringing the life of one of the creators, John Dickinson, to light. And then we had Nancy Leong last night. And Rob is an originalist. He interprets the Constitution the same way the Founding Fathers did. Nancy Leong believes more in the living document. So we're hoping next year to have a constitutional cage match.
I like it.
Rob and Nancy, and let those two geniuses fight it out.
Right.
Oh, man. I'd like to be there for that. I think you can really sell tickets for that.
Yeah. Well, Mike, tell us, what was a big takeaway for you this year? Is there anything specific so far that you've learned or you've heard that you thought was interesting to share?
We have had our most speakers. We have 9 this year, by far the most diverse group of speakers. And as a result, we've had some of our biggest crowds. We've had over 50 people for every event, and in a town of 450 people, that's a big crowd.
That is a big crowd. And so do you think people are learning things? Are they, you know, kind of thinking about what the Constitution means? I mean, are people being enlightened? I guess that's the question.
I think there's no doubt. The question and answer period after each presentation is very intense. You get viewpoints from all along the spectrum and really good questions and really good answers. The speakers really came prepared to talk this year.
That is really fantastic. And the website is usconstitutionweek.org, correct?
That's correct, yes. And we're hoping, I'm sorry for everybody who missed them, but we're hoping to get the actual videos of the speakers up. So maybe in a couple weeks for those who weren't fortunate enough to be up here, they can see what we're talking about and get excited about next year. But there's still plenty of time to come up this year, and you two are coming up Friday.
We'll be there Friday, and then we get to MC the main event on Saturday. There's going to be a parade, and we're really looking forward to that. Now, Mike, are there still rooms available if people want to come up?
There are. The hotels are filling up for the weekend, but you can still get rooms here and there. And so we tell people to come up and we'll find a place for them.
Well, fantastic. Mike Tompkins, we will see you on Friday. He is with U.S. Constitution Week in Grand Lake. This is the AmeriChicks. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll talk to a couple of the other people that have been working really hard on U.S. Constitution Week.
Yep. Know your rights. This is the AmeriChicks. We'll be right back.
If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment. And since these loans are government insured, limited closing fees. Active duty military, reserves, National Guard, retired military, and surviving spouses may qualify. Give Kim Sturtz or Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance a call today at 303-888-2732. Or check them out on the AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com. Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender and sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507.
When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516. Or visit her online at Karen-Levine.com and tell her the AmeriChicks sent you. Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Have a great night out and watch the best movies under the stars at the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. Beginning Friday, September 8th, the triple feature at 88 Drive-In will include Atomic Blonde, Stephen King's It, and Annabelle Creation. Admission is $8 per person and children under 12 are free. Stay for one or all three. Please be sure to visit the delicious snack bar to help 88 Drive-In Theater continue to bring you the best in movie entertainment. Get their special pizza deal Monday through Thursday. Receive one 12-inch pizza and two 16-ounce sodas, all for only $11. Be sure to try the delicious funnel cake with up to four toppings to choose from. Stay up to date on movie showings and times at 88drivein.net. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, we are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. If you want to call in, the number's 303-632-4160. We are the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter. And we're talking about the Constitution. And the reason is because it is U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. The largest, I think one of the only whole Constitution Weeks in the country, and this little teeny tiny town and the people that live there have thought it important enough that they have been working diligently on this event. We're going to be up there on Friday, and we get to MC the main event on Saturday. There's going to be a parade, but we have on the line with us.
And we get to throw candy this year.
That was going to be a surprise.
Okay.
So we have on the line with us Neil Cross, and Neil is one of the organizers of this year's event. Neil, welcome.
I'm here. Oh,
okay, right. Great. Welcome. So you are one of the organizers of this year's U.S. Constitution Week.
That's correct.
How's it going?
Well, we've had a great week so far. And all the speakers have been really popular. We've had a good audience at all of the speakers. And we're looking forward to the rest of the week, including the big events on Saturday.
Well, and we're excited about it. It's just a wonderful Americana event. And so, Neil, what is it that that has been important to you to bring out during U.S. Constitution Week?
I was a little disappointed last week in the whole week. I thought the balance of the speakers and in terms of right-left was not right. It wasn't very balanced. And so since I complained, then they asked me to help. And so I worked with them this year and very pleased that the organizers of the event, Tom and Mike, have been very welcoming, have supported me and helped me. And I've been able to put four speakers on the schedule this week, speakers who just focus on the Constitution, no politics, and it's been really good.
What would you say is your favorite part about the Constitution, Neil?
My favorite part of the Constitution? Well, I suppose the Bill of Rights. I suppose, and then the Civil War amendments.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Bill of Rights too, and they kind of have been under assault lately, it seems like. So it's definitely a conversation. Is there any part of the Constitution that you would improve or that you don't really like?
No. There isn't. It's a miraculous, beautiful document. Politics is not. Somebody said today, one of our speakers said today, I guess it was last night, Nancy Leon, who is from University of Denver Law School, said that politics can be ugly, but the Constitution is beautiful, and the people who work to interpret it are also beautiful. And I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Interesting. I think this maybe begs the question, do you come at the Constitution as an originalist or more as a living document?
You know, I and a friend of mine from Lincoln, Nebraska, are going to be answering that question on Friday afternoon at the center here at the Grand Lake Center here in town. And I think after doing the study that I've been doing for the last month or so, I would have to say both. I think that there would be times, if I were a judge, that I would want to be an originalist. And there would be other times where I think the Constitution didn't really foresee the changes that would occur in the United States, and that we would have to use some of the living constitutional interpretation to deal with the issue.
Well, I'm sure that will be a fascinating discussion. Now, what time is that on Friday afternoon in Grand Lake?
It's at lunchtime.
Lunchtime on Friday. Okay. Well, Neil Cross, I think that's going to be absolutely fascinating. I'm not quite sure we're going to make it up there by noon, but we're sure going to try because I think that it would really be great to meet you, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. So, Neil Cross, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with the AmeriChicks this afternoon.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Okay. Awesome. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. That's usconstitutionweek.org.
Up in Grand Lake, Colorado. And then I think we have Jim Peterson on the line as well. He is the mayor. He's the big guy there in Grand Lake. Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Doing quite well. It's good to talk to you again, and glad you're coming up again.
We're really looking forward to it. Grand Lake is kind of a little touch of heaven here on Earth. And
we've got some nice weather for you, too. I mean, I'm looking out on the lake right now as we speak, and it's a beautiful day up here. So
good. Well, hopefully you've got the
stretch through the weekend.
Hopefully you've got the moose up there for us as well.
Oh, yes. We'll find them. We'll have them
great. Well, yeah, we want the weather committee to be working hard. But, Jim, last year we met you. And when Molly and I got up there, we had drove into town on Saturday morning for the big festivities. And one of the things that you guys had done is you'd gotten the fire engines and you'd put the ladders up and you'd hung a beautiful big American flag across Main Street. It was just spectacular.
I believe we're doing that again this year. We do have a lot of construction in our town this year, but it's all for the betterment of the town. But the road should be open for the parade. And we're looking for a good day. Like they've been saying, the diversity of the speakers is pretty interesting this year. For instance, as soon as they get off the phone with you guys, the speaker tonight, the topic is Sharia law compatible with the Constitution? I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, my gosh. And who's going to who's going to present on that?
It's a lady who uses his name, Dina.
Okay.
And I believe she's had threats to her life and such. So she kind of goes by an anonymous name. So yeah. I'm not sure if that's really her name or not.
But okay.
It should be an interesting topic.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you guys going to be recording these? Are these going to be available for purchase or where people can hear them if they can't get up there?
I believe Mike talked about that. He says he's hoping, you know, within X number of weeks we can have it up on a website so people could. Yes, but we are recording them.
Okay.
Last night was a great talk. I'm hoping that the diversity of speakers this year will head off some of the controversy we had last year. David Clark was controversial. He is controversial.
Yes, he is.
we did receive a lot of complaints and such. So that's one of the reasons. Like Mr. Cross is on the committee now this year, and trying to bring some diversity to the speakers. So.
Well, you know, Mayor Peterson, I don't think that everybody agreed when they were writing the Constitution. I think that they you know, got in a room and they had a lot of conversations to come up with that document.
Oh, yes, they did. And, you know, as far as whether it's a living or just an originalist piece of paper, I don't see anybody in Washington that I trust handing the eraser to. So I kind of like what the original guys came up with.
I agree with you on that, Mayor Peterson. So looking at the Constitution now, do you mind sharing with us what's one of your favorite parts? What are you glad is there?
You know, I just think, like last year, I kind of made the comment that it was our rudder. And I believe it's been a great rudder, not any specific part, but it as a whole has given us direction, has guided us for so long, and I think it's still doing a pretty good job. So the fact that they come up with something that has lasted these number of years, that's kept us on a certain course, I think is pretty amazing.
Nice.
You know, I agree. I think that the Constitution has really been the document that has made sure that the vision of the Declaration, that all men are created equal, and that we have these inalienable rights from our creator of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know, I mean, that's an amazing vision, particularly for, you know, these little 13 colonies hanging on the eastern seaboard. And then, you know, they put in the Articles of Confederation. It didn't work. And so they came back and they came up with the Constitution in 1787. And I think it's a real gift what you guys are doing there in Grand Lake. You're putting the conversation forward. You're bringing in these amazing speakers. Rob Nadelson is one of our faves. In fact, he has a standing interview with us once a month, and they're rich. And I always learn something.
Absolutely, me too.
His talk the other night was great. It was amazing. Things we never knew about. How the Constitution was put together and the people. You hear about Jefferson and you hear, you know, about those people, but the people who were big behind it, but you didn't know their names.
Right.
It was a great speech.
Yeah. Mayor Peterson, last year we got to meet several kids, I'd say, you know, high school kids that had written essays on the Constitution. Do you have anything that you're doing with the kids this year?
I do not know. When I became mayor, Tom Goodfellow graciously got me off the hook and said, no, you got too much to do as mayor, so we'll have somebody else run the trivia contest. So I haven't been as involved with the committee this year. So I'm not sure if they had the thing with the school, so I don't know. You have to check with maybe are you talking to Tom later?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, and, we'll definitely
ask him because he would know.
And either way, you know, what you're doing is so important because you're teaching so many people. And I think it's true. It's not a right versus a left thing. I mean, the Constitution protects everybody's rights across the board. That's what makes it so beautiful. Is it doesn't matter who you are. If you're in America, you're protected. Your rights don't change based on who comes into power at that time. It's not a Republican versus a Democrat thing. If we stay true to the Constitution, everybody's protected.
You know, one of the things, I ran the trivia contest for 4 years, and I tried to reiterate to people, do not run to your phone and punch it in. This isn't what the contest is about. It's to see what you truly know and then to teach you some things. And by punching it up on the phone, you're probably forget it in 2 minutes. So that is a great thing. We've learned a lot about the Constitution over the last 6 years. So,
do you want to throw a question at Molly and I and see if we have about 1 minute? Is there a question that you want to see if we could answer?
You know, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, but we'd always throw in one zinger that no one would know this. Nobody, except maybe a Rob Nadelson or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and when people got it right, we said, they're going to the phones.
And when is the trivia contest this? Do you know when it is?
Trivia contest, I believe, let me check here. I believe it's 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Oh, we're going to miss it.
What we do is, well, maybe next year you can talk to Tommy and you can have a team there. Because we had a team from Key West.
Okay.
So it's all phone in.
Oh.
So, they have establishments. We had the high school. We've got different bars came up with teams and groups of people, the guys from the Ride for the Wall.
Okay.
The guys, they had a team, so.
Okay.
It's pretty open to get in. So
okay, well, we're going to.
The Americhicks Constitution Trivia Team.
We're going to go to work on that, Mayor Peterson. So we're coming up on our break. We will see you on Friday. We're looking forward to it and a great event on Saturday. So
looking forward to welcoming you, too.
Okay, okay, thanks so much, Mayor Peterson. We'll
see you then. That's usconstitutionweek.org, and this is the Americhicks on KDMT. We'll be right back with Tom Kranewitter. He is an expert, and he's going to entertain.
Dude, I need help. How can I perfect my golf swing and keep my promise to put in a whole new kitchen by next month?
No worries. Call Rafe and Colin at Harmony Ridge Construction. They've been doing this for 40 years all over the globe. Trust me, they'll make you look like a genius, and you'll have more time to perfect that golf swing. You really need to work on that.
Great. I'll give Harmony Ridge Construction a call today. What's their number?
720-660-0265. Or visit them online at harmonyridgeconstruction.com. They're best for any small fix or large remodel. They'll help you out.
Guy Whiddon, 101st Airborne, landed Normandy in the dark on D-Day 1944, was knocked out on the jump, woke up, a gun to his head. What happened next? If you love the Americhicks World War II Project on Fridays and know a World War II vet, we'd love to share their story. We're in a race against time to gather as many stories as possible and as quickly as possible to preserve them for all future generations. So if you know a World War II vet or have that great World War II story to share, email us at americhicks@gmail.com. That's the americhicks@gmail.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Check out our website, AmeriChicks.com, and that's where we are on Facebook and Twitter, AmeriChicks. We are talking about the Constitution. It is U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. We're going to be up there on Friday, and we get to MC the main event on Saturday, and we're also in the parade. So I'm looking forward to that. So, but we have on the line with us a guy that is all, you're going to learn something. He's entertaining. Thomas Cranewitter is really a specialist on our founding. He is one of the educators at Leadership Program of the Rockies regarding the Declaration, the Constitution. He has his own website. Let's have him come on in here and talk a little bit about himself. Tom Cranewitter, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, hello, Cam. How are you? I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, before we jump in on the Constitution, you're doing something unique and creative in America today. So tell our listeners about that.
Well, look, there has been a movement going on. Some people call it the conservative movement or the freedom movement. It now stretches over 7 decades, and it's been aimed against growing big bureaucratic regulatory government. And I've been part of that movement, as I think you two AmeriChicks are, and many of our friends in many organizations. And I have stepped back in recent years and been looking at the modern conservative or freedom movement from a critical point of view, really focusing on the results. And the results have not been good. The bottom line is, even though the conservative movement has spent lots of money, they produce all kinds of publications and they put on events and they're on all kinds of media. The problem of big regulatory bureaucratic government keeps getting worse and worse year by year, decade after decade. And I'm employing a new strategy. We all know of organizations that put out mountains of policy papers and studies filled with charts and graphs and numbers and data about why big government is bad. That hasn't moved the American people to adopt limited constitutional government. And yet there's a wonderful tool within our reach that we haven't used much, and that is the tool of humor, the power of laughter and ridicule. Even the most powerful institutions and movements throughout history cannot withstand being laughed at. Once an organization, a movement, a cause, anything, once it becomes the object of ridicule and mocking and scorn on the part of many people, when that laughter is widespread, that movement or that organization, it's done. It's over. So that's actually what I'm engaged in right now with my new book, which is titled Save the Swamp. And
there's a lot of that going on in Washington right now, you know it?
Yes, well, it's my first attempt at satire. My background is in the academic world. I've written academic essays and books and publications. And, you know, when Donald Trump was running for president and one of his themes was drain the swamp, and he still talks about that, I got this idea. I thought, you know, what would it mean to oppose that? You would have to stand up and say, no, I don't want to drain the swamp. I want to save the swamp or maybe even expand the swamp. And so rather than writing some, you know, academic treatise on why big regulatory government is bad, and then there are many treatises like that, I wrote a work of satire. The model, I don't know if you're familiar with C.S. Lewis's wonderful little book, Screwtape Letters. It's
yes.
One of my favorites. And C.S. Lewis, of course, was one of the great, arguably the greatest Christian apologists in the last century.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis could write, you know, academic, philosophic, theological treatises, which he did. But the Screwtape Letters was very different. Rather than talking about the subject he was interested in, theology, straightforward, he created this series of correspondence, fictional correspondence, between a senior agent of the devil who's sending letters to his nephew, who's a tempter on earth. He's trying to tempt human beings, right, to come the way of the devil. And it's just a deliciously satirical way of getting into the subject of theology. Well, I've taken that same approach, only my subject here is not theology. My subject is big bureaucratic government. So my book, in my book, Save the Swamp, I'm giving practical advice to bureaucrats as to how to climb the bureaucratic ladder, how to get more power, how to use that power to harass people and shut down businesses and do all the kinds of nefarious things that you ever want to do. And you can do it within the position of being a government bureaucrat.
That is fascinating.
But Tom Cranewitter, you've got to get this in front of the right hearts and minds, because the other guys are going to take this serious and you're giving them a roadmap, because they're doing that on the right and the left, Tom.
I'll give you a little example of what's in the book, and people can find it. They can go to Amazon.com and type in my last name, Cranewitter, or they can type in the title of the book, Save the Swamp. They can also go to my website, SpeakeasyIdeas.com, and get information there. So, for example, I have a chapter on the art of failing. I say, look, if you're going to be a bureaucrat, you have to set aside everything you've ever learned about meeting goals and deadlines and success. Put all that aside.
Balancing a budget.
As a bureaucrat, you have to fail spectacularly. And, in fact, if lots of people get hurt or even die along the way, even better, because then you can go to Congress and you can say, you know, we would have done a better job if only we had a bigger budget and more resources. See, failing is the way you get more money as a bureaucrat. So those are the kinds of satirical lessons. I mean, they're infused with truth. That actually is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm presenting it in a funny, humorous kind of way. So this Friday, I know lots of your listeners are going to be driving up to Grand Lake and joining us, because it is the most beautiful place on earth in September. And what they're going to get from me is something similar to a stand-up comedy routine. It's very funny, and it's going to be filled with 25 years of study and research about the problem of the modern regulatory bureaucratic state.
Tom Cranewitter, what time will that be on Friday evening?
I believe that is at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
In Grand Lake.
Okay.
Will you two fine ladies be joining us?
We will
be there, yes. So, so we're talking with Tom Cranewitter, and his new book, Save the Swamp, is a satire on what's going on in Washington. I mean, quite frankly, this whole healthcare debacle is a prime example of that. Here we've had bureaucrats and politicians pontificating that they wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, and when it got down to the real brass tacks of it, they had no plan. They didn't get anything done. I think they failed spectacularly.
Well, they did fail spectacularly. And, you know, one of the dynamics of modern bureaucratic government that is often lost is that our government today, and I'm not talking about the United States Constitution, which is what we're going to be celebrating in Grand Lake. I mean the modern bureaucratic government, which was created outside of the Constitution. It operates outside the authority of the Constitution. It has become the single largest interest group in all of American politics, simply for the fact that there are now millions of people who are employed directly or indirectly by the federal government,
right,
which means they have a deep vested interest in all these government programs and policies and bureaucracies continuing. When the modern bureaucratic state was created, the engineers, the designers, most of them were academicians. They were political scientists and social scientists of various kinds. They often described the bureaucratic state, which at that time was just something they were imagining. I'm going back more than 100 years ago. And they described it as the permanent government. And what they meant by that is, once we create these bureaus of experts, these people will have lifelong tenure. They'll be there forever, and they're going to exercise the real power. And the elected government, elections for Congress and presidents and things like that, will be a useful distraction, because it will keep Americans occupied. They'll be focused on these elections and who's running and yelling at each other and mocking each other over party differences, when when the real power is going to be lodged in the permanent government, the bureaucratic class. And that's something that is lost entirely in our modern politics. Donald Trump, to his credit, and I've not been a strong Trump supporter, but I certainly give him credit for this, and I agree with him on focusing, shining a light on the problem of big bureaucratic government. That's the point of his whole theme about draining the swamp, is getting rid of or scaling back that gigantic class of unelected bureaucrats.
Hey, Tom Kranewitter, could you stay with us through the break? This conversation is so rich, and we'd like to finish out the show with this, if that could work for you.
I can make that work.
Okay, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, talking to Tom Kranewitter. We're going to go to break and talking about his book, Save the Swamp. When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516. Or visit her online at karen-levine.com and tell her the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing from the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, chances are your future clients do too. Let us help you promote your business and fatten up your wallet. To feature your business on the AmeriChicks program, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. We feature the most topical news and intriguing guests every weekday during afternoon drive time, 5 to 6 p.m., while you and your clients are enjoying the program on your way home from work. So become a sponsor today by emailing the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com. Or visit us online at AmeriChicks.com. Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell him the AmeriChicks sent you.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
It's Constitution Week, easy for me to say, up in Grand Lake. So we're talking about the Constitution, and we're on the phone with Tom Kranewitter, who's an expert on the subject. But real quick, before we get back to Tom, I just wanted to real quick put a plug in for one of our sponsors, EvanYourITGuy.com. is a great partner of ours, and they are solving a problem that, I tell you, everybody in this country needs a solution for. And they're IT professionals that you can call anytime, 24/7, with any kind of problem, hardware, software, anything at all, and they can help you out. And that's nice, because I know, as Kimmy likes to do, she likes to wake up, you know, in the middle of the night and do her work, and it's too late for her to go bother her next door neighbor who's an IT guy, and then she has to wait. Well, you don't have to wait if you have EvanYourITGuy.com. So check them out. Also, they are hiring veterans, and we love veterans. So if you know a veteran with IT skills, hook them up with Evan, Your IT Guy.
You know, and Evan, Your IT Guy is just perfect for small businesses. Typically, small businesses don't have the capital for a complete IT department. So with EvanYourITGuy.com, these small businesses, you can just pay for what you need, and it's just perfect. So be sure and check them out. They're going to be going live here soon.
Right. Actually, all right. So back to Tom Kranewitter. He has speakeasyideas.com. Check it out. He's also an author of several books, but the newest one, it sounds like, is Save the Swamp, which is a satire, kind of explaining to the government how to really screw up like they do best.
Yeah.
So, Tom, before we went to break, you were talking about the ABCs of all of these bureaucrats that aren't elected. Tell us more about that.
Well, what I'm trying to do is shine a light on how far our government has strayed from the original constitutional design. So the United States Constitution was framed with a very simple idea in mind. And that simple idea is Government is both necessary and incredibly dangerous, always. So the idea was to create a government that will have very few purposes, primarily protecting the person and property of each citizen, and corresponding to those few purposes will be very limited power. It makes sense. That's the way you create a government to do something good that it's supposed to do, and hopefully try to mitigate or limit the damage it can do by making sure that it doesn't get too big, it doesn't get too powerful. Because the great danger of government, which has been demonstrated throughout human history, is that governments very often turn on their own people. In fact, there's an entire discipline within the social sciences. It's called democide, where social scientists study the harm that is done from governments to their own people, the deaths that are caused by government. Government is far and away the single biggest killer in the world, hands down, even more so than natural disasters and diseases. More people die at the hands of government than anything else. And so the founders were very aware of this, and they thought, we want to create a government that focuses on protecting citizens and does nothing else, so they're going to limit that power with a written constitution, which makes it really clear what we the people allow our government to do and the many things we don't allow it to do. The modern bureaucratic state, the regulatory state, I'm talking about all these regulatory agencies from the EPA to OSHA to the FEC to the SEC, on and on and on, they were all created without any foundation in the United States Constitution. They were created by acts of Congress. They're funded by Congress. But there's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes Congress to create these things. And that means we've largely abandoned the idea of constitutional government. And it gets even worse, because these agencies are staffed with regulators who have the power to issue regulations. And in a court of law, a regulation has the power of law. The big difference is a regulation is not a law. A regulation, by definition, is not passed by elected representatives and signed by an elected president. Regulations are issued by unelected bureaucrats. And so we're in the situation where we literally have not just hundreds, not just thousands, but millions of bureaucrats who have tremendous power over our businesses, our homes, the education of our children, the foods and medicines we ingest. They have enormous power over all these things, and they're not even elected by us.
You know, Tom, you make a very interesting point. And the first time I really heard the term administrative or bureaucratic government and really thought about it until you had mentioned something about on an airplane where they say that it is a law or a regulation. That was the first time I'd ever really thought about the difference between a law and a regulation. Do you want to expound on that?
Yeah, you know, as you sit down and there's usually the little recorded message talking about safety on the airplane, and it will say smoking is prohibited in the lavatory. It's a violation of federal law. And I always chuckle when I hear that, because there's actually nothing in federal law that prohibits smoking in an airplane lavatory. It's a regulation that's been issued by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, right? And it's just one tiny little example. It doesn't really matter what you think of the content of that regulation. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't like it. My point is, it's something that's telling us how we're going to live our lives, and it's being issued by people we never authorized. We never elected anyone who serves in the FAA, and yet there they are making regulations about how we fly on airplanes. And that sort of thing you find everywhere.
You do.
Virtually every aspect of our lives, from what's in your home to your business to what your kids experience in school, everything is regulated exponentially on many levels by the federal government.
And Tom Kranewitt, a president of Speakeasy Ideas and author of several books, but go check out Save the Swamp, the most recent one. Tom, you know, so many people don't know their rights because they don't study their rights. You know, it's not pushed in school. The Constitution isn't, I don't think, focused on as much as it should be. And because of that, people are willing to fall for anything and start to believe that their rights, you know, that there are certain laws against them and not really know their rights. So do you mind really quickly, because you're the expert at this, making the moral case for the Constitution of the United States?
Yeah, I'll make the moral case, and I'll offer a slightly different way of thinking about these things than citizens thinking about their rights. In a way, I encourage citizens actually to set aside the idea of their rights. Just put it aside. Don't even think about it. I really don't care if citizens know nothing about their rights. What I want them to know are the very few powers that we have delegated to our government. That's really important, and that is the whole purpose of the United States Constitution. It's really interesting. When one reads through the Constitution, one does not find exhaustive, detailed lists of rights. What one does find in the original seven articles of the Constitution are enumerated powers of the federal government. That is, we the people of the United States are saying, look, I mean, I'm going to exaggerate here just to make a point. The attitude of the founders was basically to say, look, you little schmucks in government, we selected you to go do a few things. Now, don't screw it up. Do those few things well. And once you're done with those few things, go home and do something productive. That's the whole idea of the Constitution. That's what makes the Constitution both wise and good, because the framers of the Constitution understood that if those people in government get too much power, too much control over our lives, then our government at some point becomes more of a threat to us than it does a safeguard for our freedom. So in that respect, I would encourage Americans today to stop thinking and stop talking about their rights and start thinking and start talking a lot more about the few powers that we've delegated to those in government and the many powers that we never gave them.
Well, Tom Kratowitter, that seems like that is the recipe to fix this big bureaucratic government. And, you know, I sat on city council, and I understand what you're saying is elected officials, they have all these different kind of campaign finance rules and what they can do, they can't do, you know, on city councils, they're paid just a small stipend. But then you look over on the bureaucratic side, on the staff, what the city attorney was being paid, you know, what the public works, we contracted out, you know, those things, what they were being paid, you know, anywhere from $500,000 to $1.2 million. You look at the salaries, and not only the salaries, but then the benefits, where the taxpayer is going to be paying for the pensions. And so it's really kind of a diabolical way this thing is set up.
You know, you mentioned campaign finance, and the irony is so thick. It's both funny and sickening at the same time. My friend Dinesh D'Souza was charged and prosecuted and served time in a federal prison because of a law that was passed by a Republican, John McCain, the federal campaign.
Don't get me started on that one.
He's only an R name.
And you know what's interesting, right, is Congress passed that law, and in that law, they gave the Federal Elections Commission, the FEC, enormous power over how we Americans spend our money. Now, think about that. I want your listeners here to step back and just think for a second. Members of Congress cannot resist bribes. They keep taking money from all sorts of people with interests so that they get crony perks and waivers and subsidies and government contracts. Finally, there's an outcry about it. People say, we're tired of you folks in government taking all that money, all those bribes for all those government perks. And what is the response? Government limits what we may do with our own money rather than scaling back the power of government, which is the real answer.
Astonishing, Tom Kratowitter. We are out of time. We are going to see you this weekend up at U.S. Constitution Week in Grand Lake. Definitely, Tom's going to be presenting at 6 o'clock on Friday, and you won't want to miss it. So thank you, Tom Kratowitter.
All right.
Thanks,
it's going
Tom.
To be fun. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Molly.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that guy. He's a real thinker. So we are at the end of our time, so we have to do the preamble.
Yep,
Constitution.
It's my favorite.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Awesome. Amen to that. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, signing off. We'll see you every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KDMT. Have an awesome night. Tomorrow's the financial industry.